You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak. When outgoing California Governor Jerry Brown spoke with Ari Shapiro for a final interview with All Things Considered, he had some stern warnings to share about climate change, income inequality, and what he identifies as the shortcomings of both the Democratic and Republican parties. CAP Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler joins us now with this week's CAP Chat. Ben, as always, fun to talk with you here on Insight, or any time of day for that
matter. And you too, Randall.
Ben, I don't know if you got to catch that, but we spoke with outgoing CAL FIRE Chief Ken Pimlott about his views on the causes of wildfire in California. And he believes that climate change certainly plays a role. It's no secret that climate change is a major issue for outgoing Governor Jerry Brown. He says it will take more massive wildfires and other environmental disasters, however, to get politicians to take meaningful action, but at a price.
I'm sure that the political leaders will respond after we have four or five more disastrous fires and four or five more floods and hurricanes and tornadoes and all that. The problem is the cost will be much higher and the political wreckage that much greater, because the burden of spending to recoup, to adapt, and to transition to a non-carbon world will be much higher, much harder, and will be wrenching to the Democratic political system.
Yeah, the governor, as he sat in his breakfast nook at the governor's mansion, or as his team calls it, the executive residence. I think you can just call it a governor's mansion. Tuesday morning, I was there recording the interview for NPR, and his two dogs, Calusa Brown and Callie Brown, were jumping around, frolicking. And here the governor was talking about this parade of horribles, climate change and nuclear war and the issues with capitalism. And on this bright morning with his dogs frolicking around him, it was quite the contrast. The governor's warnings about climate change are not new, but what was interesting to hear him say in that clip was that he thinks political leaders will respond, but after more disasters.
He used the term political wreckage.
Yeah.
What is he referring to there? Just like people will lose their elected positions over this issue?
Well, that I think remains to be seen. I think you're going to see, I mean, look, if California's elected leaders were to do absolutely nothing about forest thinning or about trying to at least manage forests, as I think Chief Pimlott was talking about, to prevent future wildfires, there would be quite the case to make for voters that maybe they didn't deserve to be reelected. I think at this point, California lawmakers and Governor-elect Newsom have said there is a need to do more, and that they have done some in some of the bills that were approved in the last year. So we'll have to see what else happens. It certainly did, however, take a great number of catastrophic wildfires, historically devastating wildfires in California, to get to this point.
The governor also shared his thoughts on the nation's two main political parties.
Contempt for both of them, you might say.
Right, yeah.
Let's start with what he said, and then I will fill in the gaps. I think the clip that he's talking about is that we have is how he's discussing that, look, In earlier times, there were moderates in both parties who found ways to find common ground.
Between the two parties, there's a real sharp cleavage. It's a Grand Canyon of distance and gap, because Republicans talk different, think different, associate with different people, and for much of the country, live in very different places than Democrats. And the older brand of moderate Republicans and moderate Democrats forming a certain vital center, that's out the window.
And the governor, at a couple of later points in the interview, I was struck. I mean, I was not surprised by his disdain for the Republican Party, particularly in the age of Trump. I was, however, struck by some of his strong words about Democrats. And
yeah,
he's, you know, been a little pithy about Democrats in the past, and he's kind of portrayed them as a foil and used it that way to try to position himself as someone in the center of California's politics, which folks on the left and the right might disagree with. But the terms that he used were more strident than maybe I had heard him say publicly in the past. For example, he said the Republicans, their problem in California is they only know how to say no. Democrats only know how to say yes, even to harebrained schemes. And he also, you know, went on to say, look, I think there's, you know, the Democratic Party has gotten further out, he said, too far to the left is what he's referring to, than I think the majority of people want. So there's plenty of opportunity for Republicans if they just pause, look at the world as it really is, and try to come up with something in the tradition of Lincoln and Eisenhower and other great Republicans. His warning to Democrats, don't get overconfident because pride always comes before a fall. And his advice to Governor-elect Newsom, figure out the worst possible thing that could go wrong and plan like heck to make sure it doesn't happen.
That's good advice. The governor also shared, or I should say we're speaking with Cap Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler about outgoing California Governor Jerry Brown's final interview with NPR before leaving office. And Ben, let's hear the governor's thoughts on capitalism as he told All Things Considered's Ari Shapiro.
Capitalism is not a perfect system. It's a very productive system, but no one said anything about equality or protecting the environment. Capitalism responds to incentives, to human desire, to restlessness, and even, to put it more bluntly, greed. And that drives it forward. But it drives forward in a way that always overshoots its mark. And that's why every few years, or every so often, in fact, 10 times since World War II, the country in California goes into recession. Sometimes very deep recession.
He's always warning about the recession to come.
He is. But this, I think, went a little further in his comments about capitalism. And he talked about with, you know, the housing prices skyrocketing and automation in the workforce. He said people are now, a lot of people are now what they call redundant, or put more harshly, surplus. I've never heard that phrase used about humans before, because the economy doesn't have a role for them. And so Brown says there's a need for creative political leaders to find a way to tame and restructure capitalism.
Ben, while you recorded this interview for Ari at NPR, you yourself will sit down with the governor in the days to come.
That's true. And we'll have that, the fruits of that interview probably after the holidays, in the final days of Jerry Brown's time in office.
He's to me, it seems like he's positioning himself for something after the governorship. But is there anything left?
Well, you know, if you ask him, he'll say he's not running for president. He's ready to retire. But he'll also joke that maybe he'll run for Colusa County Supervisor. Of course, he has a ranch up there, which we plan on visiting in the coming weeks. So, you know, I think Jerry Brown always has another act, whether it's in politics or not. I don't know. But he has joined the agency that it's the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, the agency that runs the doomsday clock. He is a United Nations ambassador for climate change, trying to get regional governments to do what some national governments will not. And Jerry Brown's not one to just permanently sit quietly at his ranch. But, you know, he is, you know, in his 80s, and he has served a more than 50-year political career. And maybe, just maybe, he, or more accurately, his wife and the dogs are ready to take it easy for a bit.
Right. Well, I really look forward to those conversations with Jerry Brown that you will be presenting in the weeks to come.
Yeah, thanks.
Cap Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler, thanks for being here for another episode of Cap Chat.
You're
we
welcome.
always have more at capradio.org/insight, right? You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio.